This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Sydney's had a lot of rain lately, which I think makes it hard to remember that much of New South Wales is still in drought. But, you know, even in Sydney, above average rains in September haven't replenished the major water storages for our city. In the Murray-Darling Basin, though, things are much worse. The water storages are still extremely low, and there's been a serious rain deficit over much of New South Wales, southern Queensland and central Australia. So to give us a vivid picture of the current drought that we're in, our Hope News Director, Anita Savage is here. Good morning, Anita.
Good morning, Katrina.
This has been on my mind to want to talk about this for a while. Firstly, can you give us a sense of the extent of this current drought?
This is by far the worst drought our farmers have seen in their lives, and they face a really tough summer if it doesn't rain soon. It is worse than pretty much any drought this country has seen. So the state's water minister, Melinda Pavey, has called it a drought of unprecedented proportions, and statistics really back that up. So in New South Wales, it's been drought since mid-2017. Now, officially, the worst drought on record is that. So it's worse, according to the Bureau of Meteorology, than the Federation drought 120 years ago.
Yeah.
Than the drought in World War II and the Millennium Drought about 2000, in terms of the severity, particularly through, as you said, that Murray-Darling Basin. So dam levels have been falling at an average of 0.04% per week over the past 2 years. So basically, they're just slowly being used up. And pretty much all of New South Wales is in drought. The latest statistics that I could find from the Department of Agriculture show that 95% of the state is in drought. Just over 30% of that is classified as intense drought.
Wow.
So the worst hit areas, if you think of the map of New South Wales, they're from the Hunter region all the way north to the Queensland border. And of course, as you said, it crosses the border into huge parts of Queensland, which are also in drought. It goes through the central west of New South Wales and out to the far west of the state. So you're looking at Bourke and places like that. Only really the greater Sydney region and a little slither of the state around the Snowy Mountains are not affected. And so the state's river operator and bulk water suppliers, a group called Water New South Wales, it estimates that parts of regional New South Wales could run out of water as early as November. Now, that's if there is no significant rainfall or government intervention. Some towns in the state's far north, when you turn on the kitchen tap, nothing comes out, and they're having to truck in water for everyday use. Under the worst case scenario, the first more sizable towns to lose water supply will be Dubbo out west, Cobar, Ningen, where my family have property, and Narromine. And they're expecting to lose water by November. That's next month. That's when the Macquarie River, which brings water to those areas, is forecast to run dry. The Macquarie River, now there's some more statistics, and it's hard to put a lot of numbers out over the airways, but I'll try and explain this. Yeah. It usually has an average inflow of 1,448 gigalitres every year.
Okay.
But in the past 2 years, so twice over that period, 2 years, it's seen just 97 gigalitres. So in 1 year, it would normally have 1,448. In the past 2 years, it's only had 97 gigalitres actually enter the river system. And pretty much all the other major river systems across the state have similarly startling statistics. And in the meantime, bores are being dug to try and access that underground water that's there. And the new normal for many of these places will really be permanent water restrictions.
Yeah, it's massive, isn't it? Let's just sort of touch on the economic impact. How is this affecting the economies in these regional areas?
Oh, it's huge. And it is very hard to put a figure on it, because I don't know whether the data's just not been collected. A lot of it's anecdotal. One of the official figures that we have, or it's not even really a figure, is that the Reserve Bank Governor, Philip Lowe, in a speech said he believes the drought is contributing to slower growth in the economy because of a sharp drop in farm income over the past 2 years. That means food prices, especially bread and milk and meat, have gone up. So According to the Australian Bureau of Agricultural and Resource Economics and Sciences, ABARES, the drought has caused big drops in export earnings from wool and cotton and absolutely slashed grain production. So Australia usually ranks among the world's top grain exporting nations. And crops typically account for about a quarter of the value of Australia's farm produce. But it's dropped so much so that we're having to import grain for the first time since 2007. The national cattle herd has been driven down to 25-year lows, and the value of livestock exports is forecast to drop by 11% because of declines in beef and lamb exports. So that's the short-term impact, but the longer-term impact could be even larger, as farmers are having to sell their breeding stock just because they can't afford to feed them.
Yeah, it's full on, isn't it? And it has a massive social impact as well, because you know, there's stores close in a town, or restaurants close, or you know, a shop closes. Or I even saw a story today, Anita, about pony clubs closing down because people, kids, you know, can't keep horses. They can't feed them anymore. I thought that's really tragic for communities, isn't it, when those kinds of things go.
It is so tragic. Yeah. And the flow-on effect is wide, things like that. But also too, because a lot of people are leaving the area, they can't make a living, they've had no income, whether it's either because the crops or the animals they've got are dying, or the crops, they can't keep them. And so there's nothing, there's no income from the land. Or as you said, the shopkeepers, if there's no income from the farmers and these little towns are supported by the farmers, the shopkeepers are getting no income because the farmers have no money to buy things. And then people leave the areas. And so even though, for example, your example with the pony club, so sad, these little kids can't learn to ride horses because the horses are hungry. But also too, people leave the regions. So families
and
are going.
The seasonal workers aren't there because there's no, you know, there's no crop to pick. Then you miss out on all those seasonal workers that bring money into a town as well. So yeah, look, I think, Anita, you know, there's a growing feeling that the government's, you know, not doing enough. I mean, there was discontent being expressed on Talkback Radio this morning. So what is government doing?
Well, the Prime Minister, as you said, went on commercial radio this morning. He defended what the government's doing. So there has been a lot of backlash. In recent days, we've been talking about dams being built. We've seen the Prime Minister and the Premier go out and announce dams. And so the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, this morning, he highlighted the additional $318.5 million provided to support farmers last financial year. He said that included the farm household allowance and support for mental health and communities. And on top of that, commitments to build dams and pipelines and giving money to curb weeds. Well, a lot of people got up in arms and said, look, why do we need to curb weeds? The farmers, that's fine for the future, maybe a peripheral issue, but the cows need to eat now. He said the government's doing a lot, but he said the government can't make it rain, and it certainly can't make life as it was before the drought. There were a lot of callers to Talkback Radio who were clearly frustrated that all that doesn't help the farmers who can't feed their cows today.
Well, look, I know a lot of people listening might be want to do something. There are various, of course, charities that you can support, things like Rural Aid and their Buy a Bale campaign, or Aussie Helpers, Drought Angels, Lions Need for Feed. They're charities that are specifically geared towards the drought and helping out farmers. But, you know, I do think my personal opinion, Anita, is that long term we need bigger change at looking at how we actually care for our land and, you know, how agriculture runs in this country, really.
Absolutely. And just on a final note, the feeling is when it does eventually rain, it will take months of above average falls to break the drought that's gripping the area because it's just so bad.
Yeah, there's no moisture in the soil.
No.
Well, thanks for filling us in, Anita. It's been good to talk to you. That is our Hope News Director, Anita Savage. We've been talking about the current drought, particularly in New South Wales.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.